Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the show. It got up to, from what I understand today, we got into the triple digits today. Looking at my weather thing here on my phone, and it is right now 99 degrees. It got up to 100 today, which makes it officially the hottest day of the year so far. Thankfully, our humidity is at 5%, so that makes it a little bit better, even though 100 degrees in any way, shape, or form is rather warm. But usually by this time of year, well, I don't know. Usually the 100-degree weather hits the first week of July. So this is actually rather early to be this warm. Excuse me. And the next few days, we're supposed to be 98, 95, 94, 93, 92, 94, 92, 91, 90. So we're going to be warm, but that's okay. Summertime. It's not global warming, folks. It's not anything that the left says. It's just summertime. We have been watching what the left has been doing lately. And they're pushing this whole thing about the January 6th crap as being the worst insurrection in American history. It isn't. It isn't even close. This was one day, and according to Dr. Gorka, who I played a thing of last week, who used to work in intelligence in the British Army, and one of his jobs was to know what an insurrection is. And folks, an insurrection has to be, it has to be armed. None of the people arrested for what happened on January 6th were armed. That makes it automatically right there a non-insurrection. It was not an insurrection. The only person killed was by a cop who shot through a barrier at Ashley Babbitt, killing her, and then the next video shows them dragging her body out as she bleeds out. They tried to keep this quiet. They want this to be all about Trump supporters. They want this to be all about Trump. And this is what this whole kerfuffle with the January 6th committee is all about. They have no one on there who doesn't hold the leftist view that Trump was to blame for everything. They have two so-called Republicans on there, Cheney and one other, and I can't remember his name right now. But both of them hated Trump. Both of them, I think, voted to impeach him. So this is not an inquiry into what happened. This is an inquiry to make sure that Trump is arrested, to make sure that Trump cannot run again. That's all this is. And even Newsmax even went to the city of New York, you know, that liberal bastion on the East Coast. They went to the city of New York and asked the average person on the street if they watched this, which was supposed to be live so that the people could see. But everyone said, no, I didn't watch it. I've got better things to do. Their comments even went farther. One person said, no, I'm not watching this. I would rather clean out my septic system. Folks, the left is lying to you. Trump did nothing wrong. Trump did not incite violence. The ones inciting violence are Chuck Schumer.
Taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Schumer said that. This is against the law, folks. Schumer's still out. He hasn't been charged with anything, although he should. Maxine Waters in California kept telling crowds of liberals that they had to get in the faces of liberals, of conservatives, make sure that they were not welcome in restaurants, that they were not welcome anywhere. Get in their faces and push them out. This was an incite to violence. She is still out. She hasn't been charged with anything, though she should have been. Madonna said that she has thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. That is a threat. That is a crime. But she hasn't been charged with anything. She should be. Folks, the reason why this nation is having the troubles it is right now is because we went through a whole summer of Black Lives Matter rioting all over this nation, burning down cities, killing people, and yet the left wants to concentrate on a one-day affair because they think they can get President Trump completely away from politics by doing this. This is illegal. This is not telling the American people the truth. This is not telling the American people anything but bald-faced lies. And every one of them who is pushing this agenda, folks, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans. Apparently have no option.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back. Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert. Welcome to the show. Now, there are a bunch of things that I wanted to record for this show, for audio files, but I will have to do them for my next week's show because nothing's going to change between now and then. The Democrats are going to continue this sham, this attempt to get rid of Trump completely until the election happens. It's now June. We've got July, August, September, October, and the beginning of November to wait for them to stop doing anything. And the sad part about this whole thing is that if Biden wins re-election, which for this country's sake, I hope to God he doesn't because he is destroying this nation. But if he wins re-election, all this shit's going to stop. It will stop. The only thing that won't is the gas prices will continue to go higher, but by then it'll probably be close to $9 a gallon, if not more. In California, it's already getting close to that. But nationwide now, the average price of gas nationwide right now is $4.99 a gallon. That's $4.99.9. That's essentially $5 a gallon. In order to put 5 gallons into your tank, that's $25. If you have to put 10 gallons into your tank, that's $50. My wife owns a little Hyundai Veloster. When Trump was in office, it took maybe $9 to fill it up. Now it takes close to 50. This nation is in trouble, folks. Biden is destroying this nation. Schumer is destroying this nation. Pelosi is destroying this nation. Maxine Waters is destroying this nation. Kamala Harris is destroying this nation. And if we go through this next election and any of them are still in office, well, Biden and Harris will be, because they've still got 2 years left. But if Pelosi gets reelected again, something is freaking wrong. If Pelosi gets elected again, which she probably will from California, because those people, except for the ones that I revere, like Douglas V. Gibbs, those people on the West Coast, on the left coast, are about as dumb as a box of rocks. And that's insulting the rocks, folks. And it's the same thing here in New Mexico. We've got 2/3 of this state is red. But that's not where the population is. Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Taos, all these towns, the biggest cities in New Mexico are all liberal. I told you last week that the city council here in Albuquerque funded or made a bill to fund Planned Parenthood with $250,000 to kill babies. And yes, if you wanna say, well, I didn't hear that, can you repeat that? Yes, they funded $250,000 to Planned Parenthood to kill babies. Thankfully, one of the Republicans that were just voted into the city council has put up a bill to stop that and take that $250,000 and fund places that are actually helping children, like orphanage homes and the YMCA and other places that will actually help children instead of kill them. That is what I was saying last week about how everything needs to start in the local level. You cannot go and change the federal government because the federal government has been this dysfunctional crap for years upon years upon years. Trump did more in his 4 years while being attacked the whole time and impeached several times than anybody in Washington history practically. Yet the left is trying to push him as the bad guy. The left is trying to push him out as a criminal. He is not. The left is trying to exonerate the cop that murdered Ashley Babbitt. And murder is the correct word here. He murdered her. She was no threat to him. Absolutely no threat to him, and she was not armed. He fired through a barrier that she could not get through. He was on the other side, and he fired through that barrier, shot her in the head, and killed her. That man should be up for murder, because that's exactly what he did. He murdered her. And I don't care what you liberals have to say about this, that is murder. When you kill a baby because all of a sudden some lady says, well, I spread my legs and got pregnant. I don't want this baby, so I'm going to kill it. That is murder. Plain and simple. And all of you people who think that the laws are changing because man's laws change, all of you people who think this, when you die, you'll find out that God's laws don't change. They don't change, they never have changed, and they never will change. Murder is murder, no matter what you think it is. You kill a baby in the womb, that's murder. Plain and simple. You're a cop and you shoot somebody in the head and they die when they are no threat to you, that is murder, plain and simple. All of these shootings that have been going on here in the United States, the left is constantly saying, oh, this is horrible. Only in the United States does this kind of thing happen. We need to get rid of all the guns because the guns are doing it. No, the guns are not doing it. What is doing it are the maniacs who are getting the guns. And most of them are illegally gotten. And about 96, I think they said today on Newsmax, 96% of all the mass shootings here in the United States, or 92% or something like that, of all the mass shootings here in the United States are in gun-free zones. It's one of the reasons why I've talked about when I worked at Epson America in Plainfield, Indiana. I worried every time I walked into that building. And I'm glad I'm not there now because I would worry even more because they have big signs out there saying this is a gun-free zone. That's an invitation to people who do this. If they put up a sign and say, our employees are armed, you'd never have to worry about anything. Even if it wasn't true. you would never have to worry about anything, because people will look at that sign who want to go in and start shooting up place. They will look at that sign and think, nope, this ain't the place for me. I'll go somewhere else. But this January 6th committee, this really bothers me. This is an attack on the constitutional republic we know as America. Now, I know most people that you hear in the talking heads in Washington and most of them on the media will call this a democracy. We are not. Some of them will go a little bit closer to the truth and say American democracy. But a democracy, like I have said before, is nothing but mob rule. That's what the Democrats want. This last summer, not this last summer, but the summer of 2020, with the Black Lives Matter riots all over this nation, that was a good example of that. That was rioting. That was mob rule. Mob rule, where they took over cities, burned courthouses, burned out businesses, killed people who didn't agree with them. And it didn't matter, folks, if they were black, white, yellow, brown. It didn't matter. To Black Lives Matter, black lives only matter when a black is killed by a white cop. That's the only time. That is the only time that it matters. And if you don't want to believe me on this, look it up. If it wasn't true, why is it that when a black man does mass shootings, you never hear of it? Vincent Brown on his show a couple of Saturdays ago listed about 9 or 10 blacks who had done this very thing. But I hadn't heard of any of them. And I know he had people listening to his show. And he was saying, you tell me, am I wrong? Nobody told him he was wrong. Why? Because he wasn't. This whole idea that the only people who commit mass shootings in this nation are white is insane, because blacks do it too. Hispanics do it too. Orientals do it too. One of them was from Taiwan. But you don't hear too much about those. They'll kind of mention it in passing. They say, oh, there was another shooting today, and they'll move on to the next story. But when it's a white person shooting a black person or something like that, they got to put it all in there. They tell the race of the person who was shot. They tell the race of the person who did the shooting. But when it's a black person and they start mentioning the stuff, they say, a person was killed today by another person. We can't tell you what race he was or anything like that, because we don't know yet. Yes, they do. They know it all. And you have to know this because they know it all when it's a white person shooting a black or a white person shooting someone else. They know it. They just don't say it. Don't say it. When it goes against their narrative. On this January 6th committee, it's another Democrat cover-up attempt. And this one's from Western Journal. It says, Democrat-led January 6th committee seems to have the same objectives of special counsel Robert Mueller's undermining Donald Trump while covering up Democratic wrongdoing. In the present case, it seems, the committee itself is designed not to answer some of the most basic questions at hand. For instance, why wasn't the Capitol better protected? And what role did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi play play or fail to play in the massive security failure. Well, I'll tell you what her role in this whole thing was. Her role was security. That was her role as Speaker of the House. She was the security person. If they felt that there was more security needed, she's the one who brought it in. She was told security would be needed. She said no. So this whole thing falls down on her, not the Republicans, not Trump. GOP Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona hammered the speaker for her illegitimate and rigged panel. Made up of five Democrats and two anti-Trump Republicans. Biggs wrote in a Wednesday piece for American Greatness, he wrote, quote, "In an unprecedented step, she denied House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's, Republican of California, selections for the committee. She appointed the anti-Trump, anti-Republican duo of Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, and she's not a Republican, and Adam Kinzinger, so-called Republican of Illinois, ensuring only members who supported her desired political outcome would serve on the committee. Arguably, one political outcome being accomplished through the committee's work is keeping the spotlight from shining on Pelosi. Well, the spotlight has to shine on this bitch. And I don't care if you take offense at that. This woman is destroying our republic, or democracy, as they all say. They're now all talking about how our Constitution is at risk. No, our Constitution is at risk and has been at risk because of Pelosi, because of Schumer, because of Harris, because of Biden, because of Waters, because of all of these Democrats who are doing nothing but destroying this nation. Republicans like Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio and Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, who Pelosi blocked from being on the January 6th committee, have sought answers regarding the security failures, such as why up to 20,000 National Guard troops offered by the Trump Defense Department were not on site ahead of the protest. And Trump had made a law saying that they could be brought in if needed. So it was there. They could have been brought in. Just the news reported, based on an official timeline compiled by the U.S. Capitol Police, the Pentagon offered National Guard troops 4 days before the January 6th incursion. Cash Patel, who served as chief of staff to then acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller, told the news site, quote, "The Capitol Police timeline shows that what we have been saying for the last year, that DOD support via the National Guard was refused by the House, which is Pelosi, folks, and the Senate Sergeant at Arms, who report to Pelosi." It's all on Pelosi, folks. Don't let the media tell you different. Don't. Because the media is lying to you. And I've listened to my wife arguing with people when they tell her, it's all Trump's fault. No, it's not. You think about the way the Democrats are. When they're in office, after 6 months, they're supposed to not blame the previous administration. Well, it's been over a year now. When the Republicans are in office, they do not allow the Republicans to blame the former administration, even just weeks into the new administration. So the Republicans can't do it. The Democrats say, no, 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 no. They can't do it. But when it goes the other way, oh yeah, we can do it all the way up until doomsday. Patel added on this, quote, we now have it in their own writing, days before January 6th, and despite the FBI warning of potential for serious disturbance, no perimeter was established, no agents put on the street, and no fence put up, unquote. Further, as news circulated that then Capitol Police Chief Steve Sund wanted the guard deployed ahead of the rally, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser intervened. The Democrats sent a preemptive letter on January 5th to Miller and other Pentagon and Justice Department officials asking that troops not be deployed unless the Metropolitan Police Department approved, citing an incident in summer of 2020 when troops were deployed at Lafayette Park near the White House during civil disobedience. And this was in Just the News. It was reported there. If those troops were present, it seems safe to say that protesters would not have entered the Capitol, hence no January 6th. All of this feels a lot like the Russian probe. PolitiFact reported on March 2018 that the only confirmed Republican on Mueller's team was the special counsel himself. There were 17 attorneys working for Mueller, at least 12 of whom were registered Democrats. According to the Wall Street Journal, one of Mueller's top prosecutors, Andrew Weissman, attended Clinton's election party night party in November of 2016. Additionally, Fox News reported Russia probe attorney Jeannie Rhee represented the Clinton Foundation in 2015 and was a max donor to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential run. Was the Mueller probe designed to cover up Clinton campaign and or FBI wrongful conduct? Yeah, it was. And it worked. We learned new details last month at Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman trial. He met with FBI General Counsel James Baker in September 2016 and passed on faulty information meant to imply a covert tie between the Trump Organization and a Kremlin-linked Russian bank. That has since been debunked, but nobody's gone to jail over that lie. Don't let the D.C. jury's not guilty verdict fool you. Sussman did not deny the meeting happened, but that he misrepresented to the FBI the purpose of it, which means he lied to the FBI. He should go to jail. Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, Robbie Mook, testified at Sussman's trial that the candidate herself green-lit the plan to pass on the unsubstantiated claim to the media. So Clinton should be in jail for that. Then there was the famous Steele dossier used by the FBI to apply for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court warrants to unveil 2016 Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Patel, while working as counsel for the White House, for the House Intelligence Committee, GOP Representative Devin Nunes tracked down through bank records that the dossier had been paid for by the Democrats' National Committee and the Hillary Clinton Foundation. They should all be in jail. In December 2019, the presiding FISA court judge, in a rare public order, rebuked the FBI for withholding vital information regarding the origins of the dossier. The FBI lied. They should be gotten rid of. Somehow, the Clinton campaign's role in perpetuating the fake Russia collusion narrative was not the focus of Mueller's report. It should have been. Mueller should be in jail, though that was in reality a major component of the whole affair. Is the January 6th committee another elaborate undertaking designed to keep some of the most important aspects of what happened that day from being addressed? Time will tell. But it sure seems that way. And when things start coming out, which the truth always will, and you got to listen to me here, folks, when the truth starts coming out, we will find out that what has been happening has been a lie all along, and that all of these people should be prosecuted, but they will not be. And that is where the problems are coming in, and I'm going to get into that one after a little bit. I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Now, there's something else that I need to announce on this one, too. Vincent will be doing his show through June. In July, he's taken the month off, so there won't be any Black by Color in July, which is fine. He needs time to recoup. He needs time to get himself back on track and to spend time with his family. And it's like I've said before, family is important. So during the month of July, we're going to miss him, but he's going to be out having a lot of fun and enjoying the summer as he should. So that's it starting in July. If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM. And see what happens then, where America always wins. Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. Now, what we are talking about in today's show is the left and the reason why they must be gotten rid of. Everything that goes against the left to them and the way that they're portraying it makes everything a crime. This is, and I'll play Schumer's thing again. He's inciting violence.
You're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Now, that right there, that is a threat against Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Sitting Supreme Court justices. That's against the law, folks. And the guy that was arrested this week outside of Gorsuch's, outside of Kavanaugh's home, He told the police that he wanted to assassinate Kavanaugh. And the reason why he wanted to do it is because of clips like I just played you of the Democrats saying they must be gotten rid of, that they have released the whirlwind, that they won't know what hit them. All this violence that we've been seeing lately can fall down right into the laps of the left because they have been pushing for it for the last 6 years. They've been pushing for it since Obama left office. They actually pushed for it during the time he was in office. And now he's back pushing the same thing. He's back saying that the United States is in trouble because the right is trying to destroy the Constitution. That's the only time, folks, that the left, anybody on the left, will ever talk about the Constitution. And they'll talk about it like Obama is doing right now, like it is something that needs to be saved. When the rest of the time that they are talking about it, it's something that is outdated, needs to be gotten rid of, isn't needed anymore. And if we had somebody say what Schumer did about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh that was not a Democrat, mark my words, they would be in jail. But the Democrats can say shit like this, which is inflammatory, which is inciting violence. Everything that they're blaming the Republicans for, they are doing. But they're going after the Republicans for what they're doing. Why is this being allowed? This is insane, folks. This is complete insanity. And then another thing that was in the news this week was of drag queens giving story time to children and the parents taking them there. One of the states, and I think it's Texas, but one of the states right now is setting up a new law, setting up a bill that will make it against the law for this. And if a parent takes their kids to a drag queen story hour, the parent will get arrested. This is a good thing. Children do not need to have this kind of thing pushed on them at such an early age. When I was the age of some of these kids that I saw in this picture with a drag queen leading him around, sex and gaydom and all this insanity never crossed my mind. I wanted to go out and play cowboys and Indians or hide and seek. And that's where our children are going wrong today because they're not being allowed to be children. And it has to start somewhere in the home. A lot of this is going on because the home is not teaching the children the way they should be taught. A lot of this is going on now because the left is allowing all of this. They're making it normal for children to be indoctrinated using critical race theory. And you have to worry about stuff like this, folks. When you've got a thing called critical race theory, what does that tell you? It tells you it's a theory. Nothing more. There's no fact in it. It's just a theory. And they're forcing that on our kids. And then the parents are getting lambasted because they want to go to school board meetings and stop this. We are in trouble. This nation is in trouble. As long as we allow the media, Hollywood, the leftist politicians and a lot on the right to tell us that they are the ones who should tell our children what to think and what to do, that they are the ones who should tell us, you can't have that gun because it's an assault weapon. Yeah, I'll come up with a problem on that one too. The left right now is talking about AK-47s, how nobody should have that because it's an assault weapon. And this last week I found a thing where Reagan talked about weapons, assault weapons. And he said weapons like the AK-47 should not be allowed because machine guns should not be allowed. An AK-47, folks, is not a machine gun. It is semi-automatic. It's not automatic. There is a difference. An automatic, you pull the trigger and hold it, and it'll keep firing. A semi-automatic, you pull the trigger and hold it, and it'll fire one time. You have to pull the trigger over and over again to get it to fire over and over again. The left has completely a complete skewed and insane idea of what a gun is. The way they talk, if you took a gun, a loaded gun, and took it into a house and left it on a table, everybody in that house is going to end up dead because it's going to shoot them all. Now that's insane. Absolutely freaking insane, but that's what the left is pushing on us. That's it. You take a gun, set it on a table, fully loaded. If nobody touches it, nobody will die. And even if somebody touches it, chances are you put it into a house fully loaded and somebody's going to pick it up and put it away. The left and most of the politicians on the right and in the middle sit there and think the American people are stupid. They think that all they have to do is tell us, oh, that gun's going to kill everybody, and we'll believe them. A thing that happened in Uvalde, Texas. I blame the police chief for a lot of what happened here because he did not want to send his men in because he was afraid one of them would get hurt. But I blame the person who left that door open. And when they shut it, they didn't pull it shut to make sure it was shut. That is how that shooter got into that school. Thank God he is dead now. He's not, and I guarantee you he is not residing with God in heaven. He's with hell. He's in hell, and he'll burn there for eternity. And all the children he killed are with God. The things that we have to start thinking about here are the things that are actually true and the things that are actually the truth. The left wants us all to believe that everyone who owns a gun is a bad person. They're going to go out and shoot people. They don't stop to think of stories like the one that I told last week of a pregnant woman who had an AK-47 and took out an invader in their house who was going after her 11-year-old daughter. He killed him. She killed him. She was pregnant. She had an AK-47. I'm surprised the left hasn't gone after her for murdering the man. And you may think this is an insane statement, but that's what the left is doing, folks. When you have somebody who is killed, rightfully so, and they're in the process of doing something illegal, the left will rally around them and say that they are only doing this because of their childhood or because of all the things that went wrong in their lives. Folks, if that was true, God, I'd be out murdering everybody right now. So much has gone wrong in my life over the years. Yet you'll never hear an article about me going out and shooting up people because I won't do it. I was raised right. A lot of these people were not. And I'll come down on the parents for this. If the parents see something like the parents did for this shooter in Uvalde, Texas, there was all kinds of red flags, and the parents had them, but they didn't send him for help. They just pretty much enabled him to do what he did. The heroes in this are not the cops, because they didn't do anything. The heroes are the Border Patrol agents who came in and took him out. It's too damn bad that they had to wait for a Border Patrol agent to come to do the job that the police should have done in the first freaking damn place. Now, don't get me wrong. I support the police. I really do. But when they do wrong, they do wrong. And they still have to be punished. They still have to be castigated for when they do wrong. But everything I've been saying tonight, too, goes back on the Democrats. They should be castigated for the things that they have done. Madonna should be extricated back to the United States and stand trial for her threatening to blow up the White House. And she did. If a conservative said something like that with Biden in the White House, they'd be in jail right now. It's just like all of the people that they have arrested and put in jail for the January 6th kerfuffle. A lot of them are still in jail, and they're being held in places that hardened criminals are held. They're not being treated right. They're not being treated in any way, shape, or form right. And if they were Democrats and this had gone against the Democrats or against the Republicans, both sides would be out to get justice. But the problem with the Republicans is they are not a fighting machine. They need to be, because the Democrats are. They are a well-tuned, well-oiled fighting machine, and when things go wrong with the way that they want this country to run, they go into action. Now, granted, there are a few Republicans who do the same thing. They go into action when things go wrong, but then they get castigated by the rest of the Republicans for doing what they should have done in the first place. That right there is one of the reasons why the Democrats are winning and the Republicans don't. Now, it's very true. Come November, there's going to be a red wave. Republicans will probably take over the House, take over the Senate, and then in two more years, they'll probably take over the White House. But if they are given this chance and they don't do what they should do for this nation and start worrying, well, if I do the right thing, we'll get voted out of office. If they don't do the right thing, I hope to God they are. Just like with the Democrats, with them doing the wrong things and doing the things that are destroying this country, I hope to God that they are voted out of office. And we need to start praying about this, folks, because if we don't, we're never going to see that this nation is going down the toilet and the handle has been pushed and it's flushing. But right now, at least, the Republicans are pointing fingers at Chuck Schumer's "you will pay the price" comments after the arrest of the armed man near Brett Kavanaugh's home. Now, the Democrats have also done something else that's totally wrong and illegal and a felony. When they told the people to go out and protest at the justices' homes, that's illegal. That's a felony. The Democrats who said this should be put in jail. The Republicans who followed this should be put in jail. They broke the law. Now, the things that are on this article that I started to read about Republicans are pointing fingers at Chuck Schumer's "you will pay the price" comments starts out with police arrested a man claiming he wanted to kill Kavanaugh near the justice's house. Republicans blame Schumer for comments he made at a rally at the Supreme Court over 2 years ago. Now, the Democrats don't like this. They will do it over and over and over again, blaming Republicans for things that happened years and years and years and years ago. But Republicans can't do that to them. Senator Roger Marshall said Schumer called for this violence and the man was following his orders. Senate Republicans are pointing fingers at Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and he should be, he should be held accountable for this, folks. He's not going to be, but he should be. If he was a Republican, he would be. But the police arrested an armed man who made threats against Kavanaugh near the Supreme Court justice's home on Wednesday. Chuck Schumer called for this violence, wrote Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas on Twitter. The armed lunatic who showed up at Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home was simply following orders. Justice cannot be served under the threat of mob violence. And that brings us back to this.
Taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
And he gets away with this. A Republican tries saying something like this. It doesn't matter how many people are supporting him when he says it, he'll go to jail. Schumer? Never happen. But I can't wait until he's out of office. I can't wait until Pelosi's out of office. Neither one of them are doing this country any good. I can't wait for Waters to be out of office. This country's not being done anything good by her. Newsom, Grisham, Whitmer, Cuomo, all of them need to be gone. All of them should be in jail. They should be in jail, folks, because they are doing the very things they are accusing the right of doing. Even though the right isn't doing it, the left is. The right's getting blamed, and a lot of the people who just read stuff from CNN, MSNBC, or listen to stuff from CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, and a lot of times Fox, do not know the truth about what is going on. All they know is that, oh, the press told me that the Republicans are to blame. The press told me that Trump is the cause of all the troubles we're having. No, the left is. The left is the ones causing all this violence. The left is the ones who are pushing for all this violence. The left is the ones who are doing all of this. And when they accuse the right of something, you can just be guaranteed all to hell and back again that that is what they themselves are doing. There has never been a time in the history of the United States where one party has been so out of control and so lawless, and the other one hasn't been doing much of anything. The reason for a two-party system, folks, is so that one, when one goes too far one direction, the other one will bring the whole country back. We're not seeing that. And we're starting to hear people say, oh, we need another party. No, what we need right now is what Reagan said. Because this whole thing of getting another party was back then too. When Reagan was asked about this, what he was told, what he told the reporters was, no, we don't need another party. We need to take back the Republican Party. And that's it right there. That's what needs to be done. But we're afraid to do it. None of us has the gonads to do it anymore. The left is a war machine. They are a fighting machine, and they are ready to fight. The right, not so much. The right, when they finally get to the point where they think, oh, we got to do something, they don't think about what they need to do. They think about their future. They will think about, oh, well, if I do this, will I get reelected? Who gives a flying frick if you get elected or not? If you do the right thing, it doesn't matter. If you do the right thing, people will start to follow. You keep doing the wrong thing and people are just going to follow right along with the wrong things. And that's what's going on in this nation now. We have riots going on everywhere. We have, like in New Mexico here, we have a governor who has pushed for killing of babies all the way up to the day of birth. And the left is celebrating this. It is nothing but murder. Absolutely nothing but murder. But the left celebrates this. The left is very well organized in their plan to destroy this country. And that is where we are falling apart, folks. Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Now, I talked to Bing the other day, actually through email, and in July he is going to be retiring. So he says that he has been really busy, hasn't been able to do his show lately, and he hasn't done it since, I think, towards the end of 2021. But he says that once he's retired, then he can start working on getting his show back again. So we're hoping for that. But I will still continue to advertise for him because he is still a part of Conservative Nation Media, and we can't wait to have him back. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. all in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico in CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Okay, we are back. When I was getting ready to do the entrance for my hour two of the show, I noticed I had a phone call, and when I was doing the entrance, I couldn't answer the phone because, you know, I was doing that. But if they want to call back, that would be good, as I am back on here now. But, you know, one of the things that has been going on in this nation is the left keeps talking about how the right is doing the wrong things, when it is actually the left who is doing all these things that is wrong. The Republicans, on the other hand, are not doing anything except for a few like DeSantis and Abbott and Jim Jordan, and the ones who are actually trying to fight for this nation, but they are too few in number because the hierarchy of the Republican Party is just as bad as the Democrats are. And they won't do anything to fight for this nation if they think that in the next election they may suffer for it. And it's insane because they sit there and they look at what's right. They say they're going to fight for it, and then they back off because they start thinking, oh, will this hurt my chances to be reelected? That right there does not make you a representative of the people. It makes you a representative for yourself, and that is it. And that's not what you're in Washington, D.C., or in the capitals of all the 50 states to do. You're not there to you're not there to push your agenda. You're not there to do what you want to do. You're there to do for the people what they want you to do. You're their representative. And it doesn't matter if you get reelected or not. It doesn't matter if you're like Schumer or like Biden and you get reelected year after year after year after year after year and you don't do a damn thing. What good are you doing? I can tell you right now, you're not doing a damn bit of good. This whole idea that your only reason for existence in Washington, D.C. is to get reelected is stupid. At best, it's stupid. Because you're there, whether you get reelected or not, you're there to represent the people who elected you. And the sad part about it is people like Pelosi and Schumer are in there and probably will stay there until they die like Ted Kennedy did because the state will not vote them out. The state will continue to do what they have always done and push to keep their representatives in there who are known. It doesn't matter if they're known for good things or not. It doesn't matter if they do good things or not. Like Pelosi, I can't remember the last time she did something good, but she keeps staying in there. I remember when she was the Speaker of the House, she was the first time, and she was talking about how she was the most powerful woman in the world. And all I could say in that point was, whoop-dee-doo, who freaking cares? Then she was voted out as Speaker of the House, and I thought, wow, finally people are starting to get smart. Then she was voted back in again. Are the people's memories in this country so damn short that they can't remember that people in Washington who don't do anything don't deserve to be elected to office? Apparently so. Because they keep getting reelected. Biden's been in government for 50 years now, and he hasn't done a damn thing that is worth anything. And now that he's president, holy crap, this nation is being torn a new one because of his policies. And then he gets on television like he did earlier today or yesterday and tell us all a big lie about how he has got the job market just thriving under his policies and how there's all these jobs that he's created and how everything is just really great under his policies. No, they're not. People are suffering under 8.6% inflation over the last year. That is freaking horrible. That is the worst in 40 years. And if we allow this to continue, folks, it's going to become the worst in 50 years and the worst in 100 years and then the worst in the whole country of the whole nation of the whole history of this nation. And mark my words, if we let Biden have another term, or hopefully he doesn't finish this term, but if we allow him another term, this nation will cease to exist because he is going to push this country out of existence. Oh, America will still exist, but not America the free. It'll be America the communist. America the socialist, but it won't be a democratic republic. All the rights that you and I have, the rights that I have to do this show, the rights for people to call in like the one who had called in that I didn't get to, will all be gone. We won't be able to do this anymore. All the dissenting voices out here, like mine and Douglas V. Gibbs and Stinchfield on Newsmax and on Breitbart and all of these, they will all disappear because it will become illegal. And once that time comes, folks, we'll be no better than communist China. we will be no better than communist Russia. We will be no better than Iran. And the left pushes us in that direction every time they get in power. You think I'm just having sour grapes over this whole thing? No, the only thing I've got sour grapes over is the destruction of this country. The last time the Democrats had somebody in office under Obama, Obama told us then, with his policies, it would be necessary for gas prices to necessarily skyrocket. They did. Carrier moved out of the country. Obama said, this is the new normal. Then we elected Trump. Carrier came back. The corporate tax structure was lowered. It's going back up now because there's a Democrat in office. We became energy independent for the first time in almost 100 years. And back then it didn't really matter because we didn't use that much gas. But America sits on a pool of oil that could supply this country for centuries. But no, 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 no. We've got to go to electric cars because only they will save us. But in order to charge these electric cars, where is the electricity coming from? The electricity that most of America uses comes from coal-fired plants, which causes pollution. Probably more so than gasoline engine cars. On top of that, the weight of your electric cars is so much that it tears apart the tires, which leaves a residue on the planet that pollutes the air. Look it up. The lithium in the batteries is very, very bad for our environment because it has to be mined first, has to be brought out of the earth, and when the battery is no good anymore, it has to be recycled, which costs a lot of money to recycle these things, using more and more lithium, which is not good for this nation, which is not good for the environment. But the left won't tell you that. The left will only push that electric cars don't pollute the environment. Yes, they do. They pollute the environment with the tires that they have on them. They pollute the environment with the lithium batteries that are in them. They pollute the environment by having to charge them. And they pollute the environment more than a gasoline engine does right now because the gasoline engines have been made to be so much more ecologically friendly than they used to be. And I've talked about this so many times before. Back in the 70s, the atmosphere in Los Angeles, if you looked up into the sky, was always brown because of the pollution. Today, if you go out there, the sky is blue. Why? Because the air is much cleaner. The global warming people and these activists who are always talking about gasoline engines and how they're bad for the environment will never talk about how the atmosphere has actually cleaned up over the last 50 or so years. And why did it get cleaned up? Because auto manufacturers worked to get their engines to burn cleaner, which they do. And every year they get better. It's to the point now where a gasoline engine actually pollutes the air less than an electric one does. And if you don't believe me, look it up, folks. It's there. You can't look in CNN because they won't tell you. You can't look in MSNBC because they won't tell you. Look in Breitbart. Look in One America News. Look in, I think The Truth is another one. Look in Newsmax. Listen to Newsmax TV. Sebastian Gorka is there. He's the one I started my show off with last week. He's got another monologue that I want to hit you with next week. It's a great one. These are things that the media, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News will not tell you. Fox News is better than CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and CBS. But they still run the same directions. When the media starts hitting you with these lines like they do, they'll come up with this one little term that will describe what they're thinking. And every station will use it, including Fox. Even though it's not true, even though it's a lie, they will all use it. And they'll use it exactly the same way, using the same words. You could listen to CNN, then MSNBC, and NBC, and ABC, and CBS, and they will all report that same story the same way with the same words. Gravitas was one word that they used for a while. And every one of them used it. They don't care. They don't tell the truth. They don't push for what is true because the truth right now doesn't help them. And when the truth doesn't help them and they start using lies and start pushing lies for everything they talk about, that is not good for us. We are losing our freedoms faster than we ever have before. 2 years ago, to me, it was unfathomable to even think that doing this show could become illegal someday. I can see it now. Because the American people are not doing what needs to be done. Sussman should have been convicted. He was released. Why? Because the media, the DOJ under Biden, doesn't care about the truth. They will just sit there and look at it and say, nope. He did nothing wrong. Even though there's all kinds of evidence to the contrary, they'll do what Barr did after everything that was going on with Trump. There was all kinds of evidence that what was being said about him was wrong. But he was saying, no, there is no evidence, and I don't see any evidence that would make me change my mind. That is what the DOJ is doing now. The evidence is there. They're just ignoring it. And they're going to continue to ignore it as long as we don't do anything about it. And it's getting to the point, folks, where I'm starting to worry about this country. I really am. Sorry, I had to turn on my light. But I'm really starting to worry about this country. I can see the day when I am going to have to, if I want to keep this show on the air, I'm going to have to figure out a way to do it underground. because it will become illegal if we continue to allow the left to do what they're doing. Rush Limbaugh talked about this all the time. He reached a hell of a lot more people than I am, but I'm saying the same things he was. The left is destroying this country, and the sooner we all realize this, the better off we'll be. And there will be a point of no return, and we're quickly getting to that point. Once we hit that point of no return, folks, the only way to get our freedoms back and to get our liberties back is to go to war against the United States government. And the people today are too coward to do something like that. They'll sit there and think, oh, we'll be killed. They got better weapons. Well, who gave them those better weapons? We did, because we allowed them to get them. And now the left is doing everything they can to take our weapons from us. Why? Because they know that the time is coming. They don't want us to be able to fight them. They don't want us to be able to go to Washington, D.C. and take them out, which we could. Many of us have been to war. Many of us know the strategies to do what needs to be done to get there. It's like Sebastian Gorka last week said, we need to learn how to use weapons. We need to learn how to use guns. We need to get guns. We need to take self-defense courses. We need to take gun safety courses. The more guns that we have, the less chance the government will come in and take them from us. But right now, we've got fewer guns than we had 50 years ago. Nobody will tell you this one. Nobody will say anything about this. They'll just talk about how guns are the problem. Without guns, all these people wouldn't be dying. They probably would be, because the people who are wielding these guns are maniacs, and if they can't get a hold of a gun to do it, they'll find something else. But what the government is working on now is to take our guns away so we cannot defend ourselves against tyranny from them. That's what the Second Amendment is about. The Second Amendment says we can be armed to stop tyranny from the government. And that's all the government is doing right now, is trying to be tyrannical against the American people. They are bringing in people from through our southern border like it's going out of style. How many times over the past 2 months has Title 42 been tried to be gotten rid of by President Biden? At least several times. And the times that it has been tried, thank God we had a judge that says, no, can't do this. The trouble is, each time a judge says that, it gives us 30 days. And that's all. Then the government will come back and try it again. And the people coming in this big caravan that they're talking about now, they all know this. They're coming forward because they know that the government is going to try and get rid of Title 42 again. And if they succeed, they can come in. They're already bringing in 125,000 people monthly and dispersing them throughout the United States. We have no clue who they are. We have no clue what they are here for. Some are here to make a better life for themselves, but not all of them. There's been quite a few news stories over the past 4 or 5 years of people, Americans, who have been out doing, living their lives, and they're no longer here anymore because an illegal took them out. Whether it be with a car while driving drunk, whether it be with a weapon that they had illegally to shoot them, It doesn't matter. The left doesn't think about shit like this. They don't want to think about stuff like this because it goes against their agenda, and their agenda is to destroy the Constitution, destroy this country, and make this country a socialist nation so that they will be in charge and nobody else can take over. That is why we need to start fighting back. We will be right back with more of NWCR's Truth Festival. Stay tuned. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Fight Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join fightmeinthebasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back for the last 30 minutes of the show. The things that is going on, we have a lady who is running for governor of Arizona who has stated that when she gets elected, she wants to push for the state to use the materials that was down at the border to build the fence that Trump had gotten all the equipment down there for, to finish the wall in Arizona. The man that I voted for here in New Mexico for governor didn't make it. The other man who I would have liked to have gotten the nod for the GOP didn't make it. The third one actually could be good. Excuse me. And his name is Ron Ketty. I don't know much about him, but he's the one who's going to run against the governor of our state. Hopefully he can win. But this lady that I was talking about that's running for governor in Arizona, what she wants to do, and there isn't much that needs to be built for the state of Arizona to finish their border wall, She wants to use the supplies that were put down there when Trump was president that was already paid for and use them to finish the wall in Arizona. Good thoughts. Something that needs to be done. And everybody talks about how we don't need a wall. A nation doesn't need a wall on its borders. Yes, in this world we do. And even Finland, who almost brought Russia to its knees in 1939, all by itself, now wants to secure the border with Russia. They don't want to do it by saying, okay, Russia, let's make a peace treaty here and not do anything. But just weeks after applying to join NATO, Finland started the process Thursday of securing its 830-mile border with Russia. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine has concerned Russia's neighbors, Finnish lawmakers amended legislation to allow for the construction of barriers along the country's eastern border. Now, this is great because I got this from Newsmax, but when Newsmax reported it on Newsmax TV, they started the article out by saying, Finland is now doing what America could not do. Finland's Minister of Internal Affairs, Krista Mikkonen, said in a statement that later on, the government will decide on border barriers to the critical zones on the eastern border on the basis of the Finnish Border Guard's assessment. Finland is concerned as well that Russia may flood the country with asylum seekers in order to apply political pressure. The legislation would concentrate asylum seekers to a smaller number in the entry points than the current European Union rules dictate. The EU rules allow for migrants to apply for asylum at any given point of entry to a member state. After long histories of neutrality, both Finland and Sweden applied for NATO memberships last month. Russia has responded negatively to Finland's NATO application since it would expand Russia's border with NATO by hundreds of miles. The Russian Foreign Ministry stated last month that Russia will be forced to take retaliatory steps, both of a military, technical, and other nature in order to stop threats to its national security arising. Well, the only reason why its national security is being threatened is because of what it's doing to the Ukraine. Its war against Ukraine is nothing more than what Biden is doing here in the United States, doing everything he can to take our freedoms away so he can have all of the power. That's Putin. Ukraine used to belong to Russia. He wants it back. It doesn't matter that the Ukraine is now an independent country. It doesn't matter that the people want to remain an independent country. He's a dictator. He'll take what he frickin' wants. And that's what this whole war in the Ukraine is all about. And it's heartbreaking to see what Putin's war on the Ukraine has done to the cities of Ukraine. It's downright heartbreaking. On Newsmax, they were showing a picture of a city that was all bombed out. And the reporter was talking about how Russia is now saying they're trying to get rid of Nazism. The reporter picked up a little rag doll and said, "This is the only Nazi I see." And when it came to life around there, him and that little doll were all that was left. Nobody was around. The apartments behind him were all bombed out. They used to be homes for people. And they looked like they were very nice ones too. But now they're just a bombed out shell of a building that's burned out, bombed out, with nobody living in it. Who did this? Russia did. Who did this? Putin did. Did the world help stop it? No. So granted, the world has given munitions to Ukraine to fight back. And because of these munitions, Ukraine is fighting back, and very well. Russia has lost so many tanks, so many aircraft, so many of their fighting men, that they lost more since they started fighting this war about 60 days ago than they lost during the whole campaign in their last war that pretty much put them out of business. They've already lost more soldiers than in that last war. But they still continue. They're killing kids. They're killing women. They're killing elderly people. They don't care. And what is going on are reports that CNN won't report on, the MSNBC won't report on, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and mostly Fox won't report on these things, that the soldiers of the Russian army are hurting themselves, shooting themselves in the leg so they don't have to fight. You cannot win a war when you have your own soldiers hurting themselves so they don't have to fight. And Russia has sentenced to death several people that were fighting for Ukraine from another country. Newsmax talked to one of them today, and he says, it's sad that it's come down to this. It's sad that I'm going to lose my life over this, but God will prevail. That is the kind of thinking that we as Americans need to start implementing into our own lives, because we have a war against us too. And it's every bit as diabolical as the Russians are against Ukraine. It is every bit as deadly to our system as the Russians are against Ukraine. And I can't say no shots are being fired, because they're being fired all over the nation. And it's all being caused by the Democrats' desire to push violence while blaming the Republicans for it all. And they're all pushing for the violence. Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Grisham, Whitmer, all of them, Newsom, they're all pushing for this violence. And they're pushing for it because they know without it, they're losing. But they don't see the red tsunami coming. I do, but I don't see it in quite the way that the Republicans are seeing it. Because if the Republicans win in November and then win in 2024 and don't do what they promised the American people to do, they'll get voted out again, and guess who will come back into power? The Democrats. And if that's allowed again, this nation's pretty much toast. The only ones standing in the way of the destruction of this nation and her constitution are the Republicans. And that is a sad thing to say, because the Republicans are not a good fighting machine. They don't know how to fight. Most of them don't know how to fight. Democrats do. Oh, they're good at it. They're good at the propaganda. They're good at the lies. They're good at the murdering of people. Think of the Clinton Foundation. Many people are dead because of them. And every time you think that nothing else is going to happen, somebody comes up and starts talking about how the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons are up to something that shouldn't be allowed, and they end up dead. Democrats learn from shit like this. Why do you think so many people who are good for this nation are now no longer around? They're no longer around because the Democrats have gotten rid of them. One of the things that makes it easy for this show is the fact that I get so few listeners right now that I know nobody in Santa Fe, hear me, that I know nobody in Washington, D.C., hear me, that I know nobody in Texas or Oklahoma or North Dakota or South Dakota or Idaho or Washington, Oregon or California, hear me. Well, I take that back. A couple do. Because I do have friends in California, and they are fighting for this nation. But there's only so much that a few of us can do. We need the whole American people to rise up and say, this is enough. We've got to stop this before we lose this beloved country. And folks, once we lose this country, that's it. It's over. We can't go back and say, oh, okay, you guys didn't do that right. We need to have a do-over. We don't like what you've done, so we need a do-over. The only do-over they'll give us is to line us up against a wall and shoot us. That's the direction this nation is going. That's the direction the left is leading us. That's the direction Biden, Pelosi, Harris, Waters, Schumer are all leading us. Grisham here in New Mexico. Whitmer in Michigan. We have got to get rid of the Democrat leaders in this country right now who are pushing for everything that is bad in this nation, because if we don't, we're going to lose this nation. It's coming. I can see it now. I can see the time when I'm going to have to figure out a different way to do this show, because it will not be allowed under the law. And yes, I can see that. It's coming. And all the people who listen to the show are also going to have to do something like go underground to listen to underground broadcasts that you cannot get normally because they won't be legal. It's coming, folks. It is coming. The United States is being attacked. The United States is under attack. And as long as we allow this kind of thing to continue to happen, folks, this nation is going to continue to go down the toilet. And I guarantee you one thing, I will be around as long as it takes, no matter what I have to do to get this show out, no matter what I have to do. I will put this show out somehow, some way. Because there's one thing we have to know right now. If we don't stop what the left is pushing on us now, we're going to lose all our freedoms. And once we lose all our freedoms, the only thing left for us to do is to start a new revolution. And if it comes to that point, it's going to be so bloody that a good portion of us will be dead. We won't live to see the result. It'll probably be a guerrilla war where we have to go underground to fight against an enemy that's going to be far superior than us. And it's coming. And the left doesn't care because they think that all they have to do is push us just a little bit more, take our guns away from us, and there'll be nothing that we can do to stop them. While Trump was president, we could actually say the one person who was in the way of the left was Trump, and he was fighting for us. He was. He was fighting for us. And then we allowed the fake votes and the fake stuff that happened that night to take him out of office when it didn't really happen. And Barr and all the others were saying, oh, there's no proof of this. Yes, there was. There's all kinds of proof. You want to see some proof? Go watch that movie, 2,000 Mules. You can get it online. It's there. You don't even have to pay for it, but watch that movie. See what is going on. See what went on in 2020. Because I know what it did to me. It made me wonder, why in the hell did we allow this to happen? There is so much proof out there that the election was stolen. It's almost insane to believe that it's being allowed. Americans used to have a backbone. Americans used to stand up and fight for their freedoms. They don't anymore. Only a few do. And those few are going to be the ones that save this country if it comes down to it. Because the rest of us will fall right in line and become communist pawns like the government wants us all to be. And I don't care how old I am when that happens, I will pick up my guns and fight for America. Because this country is worth saving. And right now, the only ones who think it's worth saving are some of the Republicans, none of the Democrats, some independents, and a lot of patriots all over this country. One of the other things I wanted to talk about tonight, and I don't really know if I've got the time for it, but what I wanted to talk about was what the real statistics say about black and white crime. And the woke crowd will hate every one of these things. Talks about a day after the mass shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York, President Joe Biden unsurprisingly came out to lecture white Americans on hate. An 18-year-old white man allegedly targeted black people in the May 14th attack, which left 10 people dead. Biden said during a speech the next day at the Capitol in Washington, quote, "We must address what remains the stain on the soul of America," unquote. And of course, that stain to which the president referred to is white supremacy. He and his party believe to be at the core of America's identity. What the real stats say about black and white crime is this. As it turns out, white people are not the biggest source of hate crime or interracial violence in the United States. First, according to the FBI data from 2016 to 2020, black people were more than twice as likely to commit a hate crime as whites. That goes against what the left is trying to tell us now. The left and the media like CNN, MSNBC, The View. On the surface level, white people do commit the most hate crimes, but they are also 76.3% of the U.S. population, when Hispanics or Latinos are included. In contrast, black people make up about 13.4% of the U.S. population, which was listed as 331,449,231 on April 1st of 2020. Do these statistics surprise you? From 2016 to 2020, whites committed 16,755 hate crimes and blacks committed 7,429. Asians committed 298. And the rest had either unknown or multiple races. For whites, the hate crime rate is roughly 6.6 per 100,000. For blacks, the hate crime rate is roughly 16.7 per 100,000. That's about 10% more. For Asians, the hate crime is roughly 1.5 per 100,000. Black people are therefore more than twice as likely to commit a hate crime as whites, where the race was known for such crimes. Second, the greatest share of interracial violence not classified as a hate crime is committed by black offenders against white victims, according to the Department of Justice. There are 5.3 times as many violent incidences committed by black offenders against white victims, 472,570, as were committed by white offenders against black victims, 89,980. The Department's Bureau of Statistics, Justice Statistics, said in September 2020 report. Then we have all kinds of things like a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy. Homeowners absolutely levels violent home intruder. This statistic shows that in the U.S., blacks commit the biggest share of interracial crimes between blacks and whites, 84%. These are the facts. Nevertheless, the Democrats and Biden will peddle the white supremacy lie. 3 days after the horrific mass shootings in Buffalo, the president traveled there to give a speech. Biden, like most Democrats, only seem to address tragedies when it is politically beneficial. He did not feel the need to travel to Waukesha, Wisconsin, in November after 39-year-old Daryl Brooks, a black guy, allegedly drove through the crowd at a Christmas parade, killing six people and injuring 61, most of whom were white. Brooks is a black man who spouted anti-white racism on social media, but the left and the media didn't say a word. This didn't fit the Democrat narrative, so Biden didn't bother to make the trip to the site of the massacre. He did, however, rush to Buffalo to scold white Americans for white supremacy and hate. These rebukes are not new. In 2018, then presidential candidate Biden claimed that racism is only a white man's problem, visited on people of color, and that white folks are the reason we have institutional racism. The Buffalo and Waukesha massacres were despicable. These attacks show how wicked humanity can be. Nothing can justify such actions. Humans matter because we are made in the image of God, and the unjustifiable taking of such a life is evil. Racism, however, is not only a white man's problem, as Biden said. Racism is a human problem because humans are inherently sinful. As Alexander Solzhenitsyn was so eloquently stated, quote, "The line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart," unquote. Pinning racism on one race is not only wrong, it is also dishonest. If Biden really wanted to unite the country, as he claimed in his inaugural address, he would stop lying about the issue of racial violence and gun violence and everything else. White people are not inherently racist, nor are they the biggest source of hate crime or interracial violence in the United States. But we talk about that, and the left will refute it every time, even though all we have to do is look up what is going on, see what is going on, research, and we'll find out the left is lying about everything. Sadly, so many people in this nation do not want to take the time or the energy to research. They'll just listen to CNN. They'll just listen to The View. They'll just listen to Whoopi Goldberg lie about everything as one of the biggest racists around. They'll listen to Biden. They'll listen to Schumer. Even though every one of these people that I just talked about are the ones pushing the lie that is being blamed on us Republicans. And me, as a conservative, Constitution-loving American, I'm getting sick and damn tired of this. We need to stop this or this nation's going to end. And the end is coming. I can tell you right now, it's coming. Thank you for listening to the show. God bless you all. God bless America. I will see you this next week. I haven't been able to do my updates because my wife is back at work now. And she works right beside where I'm at right now. So I haven't been able to do my updates. I've got to figure out a new way to do this. So I'm going to have to do these probably the night before and get them ready so that all I have to do is upload it the next day. But I'm going to have to do something because this last week I don't think I did one. Usually I do them Monday through Thursday. Next week, I'm going to try to do them again, but that means I'm going to have to do my Monday one on Sunday evening. I'm going to have to do my Tuesday one on Monday evening, and so on, which will cause a little bit more work, but that's okay. They need to be gotten out. God bless you all, folks. Please fight for America and pray for America. We need the prayers. We need the strength of American patriots because this nation's being torn apart right before our very eyes by our president, our so-called president, vice president, speaker of the House, and all the Democrats below her, and a lot of the Republicans, too. We have to start figuring out who is actually fighting for us and who isn't. And then get rid of the ones who are not. For America needs to be saved, and it's up to the American people. Now, I've said this over and over and over again, folks, but it's up to us. And if we won't fight for America, we're going to lose America. God bless you all. See you next Friday. Have a good weekend. God bless you. I'll see you next week.